Today is Pentecost Sunday. In Acts chapter 2, there is a scene depicted in which the Holy Spirit descended on the people in Mark's upper room. The people who were with Jesus when he ascended into heaven, the Lord promised them that he would send the Holy Spirit. So he told them not to leave Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit's coming. There were 120 people in the Mark's upper room. So they remembered the word of the Lord and obeyed his word. Even if the Lord promised them to he would send the Holy Spirit, if they were not they had not been there, they would not have received the Holy Spirit. It's the same with us. We know the Holy Spirit is working for us, but we need to ask for His help all the more by prayer. Pentecost is the day celebrating this event. Jesus had already spoken about the Holy Spirit before He died on the cross. While Jesus was having the Last Supper with His disciples, He promised that He would send the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17 says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you." What do you think Jesus felt as He had to go away, leaving His disciples in this world? He had a burning heart for them when He spoke the following. John chapter 14, verse 18 says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." This means the Lord will come again and take us to the heavenly kingdom. Also, it means He will send the Holy Spirit, who is one with the Lord, to be with us. This promise is the promise of the Father God, who is one with Jesus. In Jesus' words, is contained the heart of God the Father as it was. Even after Adam committed a sin and was driven out from the Garden of Eden, God never forgot about Adam. He could not communicate with Adam like before. In the Garden of Eden, God communicated with Adam very closely. But after Adam was driven out from the Garden of Eden and when he lived on the earth, he could not have close communication with God. Of course, the communication was not perfectly severed. God still guided Adam and even Cain. When Cain was about to kill his brother, God advised him not to do so. So there was a little bit of communication with God, but the communication has been becoming weaker and weaker, because to the extent that the people become evil, the communication cannot but be just weaker and weaker. But still, God sent His people so that the people in the world could realize the will of God. Father God still communicated with the forefathers of faith. When the Israelites committed a lot of sins, Father God said He would forsake them. But Father God told this message through the prophets. But actually, He meant He did not want to forsake them. That is why He told His prophets to tell such a message to His people, the Israelites. He could not send His message directly to the people of Israel because they had committed a lot of sins, but He said his will, talked about his will through his prophets. When people were too far from God, God tried to communicate with people through the prophets. He could not communicate with Adam like before, but he wanted to guide Adam and all others to live according to his will. And he tried really hard to lead the people through the prophets. And when the time came, he sent Jesus to make him the atoning sacrifice for all men. As you know, the number of the prophets who were qualified as prophets was declining as well, because the world had been becoming stained with sins. Now, God sent Jesus to make him the atoning sacrifice for all men. He demolished the wall of sin that stood between God and us. He wanted to recover the relationship between the Father and His children, and He wanted to walk with us just as He walked with Adam before. He wants to walk with us, and after we change it, He wants us to live with Him forever in heaven. After Jesus reconciled us with God and ascended into heaven, God sent another helper, the Holy Spirit. Jesus opened the way for us to come to God, but He also knew very well that we were too weak to go all the way to Him. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and this is the start, beginning of salvation. It's not the end of salvation. And we have to undergo the processes of salvation well. It is to become sanctified. We need to cast away all the sins and evil, and we have to become sanctified. It is the process of salvation, and the result of salvation is to meet the Lord. The perfect our faith when we meet the Lord. Of course, there are some people who receive salvation with very small little faith like mustard seed. But Father God wants us to meet the Lord with greater faith. We accepted the Lord. But some people just lose their faith of salvation. They just remember the grace and the memory of first love for the Lord. They do not increase their faith in their hearts. They just forsake the love. They said they believed, but they still had attachment to the worldly pleasure. Then it is to crucify Jesus once again. Then the little seed of salvation just cannot be quenched. Then they cannot be saved when the Lord comes to take us. So it is not the end. We need to pass through all the processes of becoming sanctified. And the Holy Spirit helps us to undergo these processes very well and become true fruit of God. Father God knows very well we are too weak. So He sent us the Holy Spirit. God showed how much He loves us by sending Jesus, and likewise, He showed us His love once again by sending the Holy Spirit to help us. I'm going to talk about what the Holy Spirit does for us. So please, feel the love of God. through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. I hope you will feel the love of God through the works of the Holy Spirit. I hope you will feel this love in this through this message. The Holy Spirit is the heart of God itself. So, we can feel the love of the Father God through the Holy Spirit. It's the same with the Lord. What did the Lord teach us? He taught us God. What about our ministry? We need to teach the Lord's love and the sacrifice of the Lord. And when we heard about the Lord's work and Lord's ministry, we can feel the love of the Father God. Father God sent us the Lord. He is God the Trinity. If you feel the love of the Lord, you can feel the love of God. Of course, when you had the first love, you may feel the love of the Lord greater than that of God. But it is because, I will talk about later, but talk about it later. But God is light itself. He's so bright. To the extent we cast away darkness, we can come into and come close to God. The deeper our Christian life is getting, the closer we can feel to God. In the past, we may have been fearful for God. But now, after we realize the love of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, we can feel the love of God. The love of the Lord and the love of the Holy Spirit also are part of the love of God. Through the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, we can feel the love of God. And our love for God is becoming greater and greater. The love of Father God, the love of the Lord, and that of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are inseparable. When we love the Lord, we feel the love of God. In the past, when I was a student and when I was younger, I felt the Lord more closely. I felt like the Lord was just next to me. And I felt as if He was just before me. But I could not feel the love of God very well. But if you really want to be with God, walk with God, if you want to walk with God, you have to walk in the light. So, because God sent the Jesus Christ to the earth and He had divine nature and human nature, so we could feel Him more closely. And as we cast away sin and evil through the love of the Lord, we can feel the love of God all the more. And God is not distant. God is not far away from us. If we love the Lord more, does God feel sorrowful? No. God wants us to love the Lord. And that is why God sent us the Lord. And it is the same with the Holy Spirit. When you pray to the Holy Spirit, it is the same with the prayer to God. And you have to be aware of the Holy Spirit. Each one of you may be different in terms of the closeness, intimacy with God, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. And some people may experience the work of the Holy Spirit all the more. It is not wrong. They are God's Trinity. And some religions just believe God, but not the Lord, not the Jesus Christ. It is wrong. They do not teach about the Savior, Jesus Christ, but there is no way to salvation. So, through God, we need to love the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit and the Lord help us to love God all the more. I will talk about what the Holy Spirit does for us on this Pentecost Sunday, and I hope you will feel the love of the Father God who sent the Holy Spirit to us. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have a more intimate relationship with God and reach New Jerusalem, the seat of the throne of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what does the Holy Spirit do for us? First, He gives us the strength to overcome the world. If I ask you, do you long for New Jerusalem? Then most of you here will say Amen. New Jerusalem is the most beautiful and happiest place in heaven, and it is where God's throne is located. You know it very well. Also, you know very well that you have to cast away worldly things from your heart to get into New Jerusalem. Why do we have to cast off worldly things? 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16 reads, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world." I'm talking about the casting of the worldly things. It is not the word from just our church. It is from the Bible. It is not just about the holiness gospel. It is from the Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16 says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world." As said, the things of the world are flesh, which is opposite of God who is a spirit. They are untruth, the opposite of God who is the truth. That is why we can love God only when we get rid of our love for the world. We can also become sanctified and be faithful until death to reach New Jerusalem only when we love God. Think that your heart as a vessel. You need to cast away the bad things from your heart. If your heart is full of bad things, you cannot put the clean things and good things in your heart. When we used to live in the world, we may have been filled with some evil and sins. So, we need to cast them away. We took in some worldly things, and we saw and we heard some bad things and evil things in the world. But you need to cast them away. Although you received a lot of grace in the meetings, if you do not cast them away, the grace will disappear very quickly. The grace does not... There are some people who say that the grace that they received in the meetings will just disappear after a short while. So, you need to put and press your... Press the grace of God in your heart and hold on to the grace. And at the same time, you need to cast the evil and sins away. And you need to engrave the grace of God and the power of God in your heart even while you are in the world. Even though you have untruth in your heart, if you try hard like this, you can put the good things and the love of God in your heart. But if you still love the things, worldly things in your heart, But still, you just received the grace of God in the good meetings. The love, the attachment to the worldly things will just push you, the grace of God away and out. It's because we used to live in the sin, in the world. So it's not easy to immediately just live in the truth. So we need to try. We need to make an effort. We are humans. We are weak. But we need to try. And we need to confess our heart and love for God. And we need to cast all the sins and evil attributes in our hearts away. Then the love of God is coming to your heart and stay in your heart. And your heart will then be filled with the love of God all the more. We can also become sanctified and be faithful until death to reach New Jerusalem only when we love God. But some of you feel it is difficult to cast off your love for the world, while some others feel it relatively easy. I likened the heart to the vessel. It may sound easy, but it feels difficult in the real situation. Why is it so? It's because men are made from the dust of the ground. Dust of the ground changes its characters when mixed with other substances. Men also have this character, like the dust of the ground. Also, men are living in this fleshly world, which is controlled by the power of darkness, the enemy devil and Satan. They see, hear, and come in contact with a lot of untruth, sins, and evil. As we are in contact with such untruth, sins, and evil, it's not easy to cast away sins. Of course, some people say, just making an effort is hard. But there are still people who cast away sins and evil before, but put the sins and evil in their hearts again. So we need to be wary of careful about what you hear and what you see. And we need to be on alert and ask for the Holy Spirit's help in this generation. Is the end time, and the power of the flesh is really strong. Evil brings about evil. Flesh calls for more flesh, and evil for more evil. The flesh and evil combine together and extend its influence. Going towards the end of the time, the power of flesh becomes stronger. It is the end time, so the evil has accumulated. But in this world, God does not leave us alone. He sent us the Holy Spirit. So you have a hard time, you need to rely on the Holy Spirit. Father, please help me through the Holy Spirit. And if you pray like this, you can easily receive the Holy Spirit. Just by seeing the culture of the world, we can see how far away it is from God. Senior Pastor once likened this world to the air. We are not usually aware of the air. Of course, in recent times, we are aware of the quality of the air. But in the past, like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we were not aware of the quality of the air. We were not aware that the oxygen comes into our lung or the carbon dioxide comes out, we did not feel this. But the culture of the world is like the air. So without knowing, we accepted the worldly things. And the worldly things are so far away from God. But if you really want to change and become sanctified, you need to know and understand the worldly culture well. And it is, you need to discern between what you can see and what you must not see. You need to discern based on the truth and goodness of God. You need to have the discernment and standard. If you do not have this kind of discernment, you just naturally accept the worldly culture. If you talk with people who think negatively and fleshly ways, you may feel that you are becoming negative. And you are out there in the world, and you spend more time working in the worldly situation, like with people in the world. So you need to be aware of the worldly things, the characteristic of the worldly things. And I think that you may feel that the culture of the world is becoming more secular and very violent. The contents of the worldly culture in television or worldly culture is becoming more and more secular. But the younger people, just accept them. They have no discernment. They have no standard. Because they just accepted all those cultures since they were born. What about this? You may not understand that your spouse has a boyfriend or girlfriend. Not me. Okay, you may not understand, but some young people can understand them. The generation is changing. Even though there is a spouse, a husband or wife, but they still have their friends who are opposite sex. And this generation is exposed to very secular and worldly cultures. So elderly people may feel sorrowful and may feel embarrassed about the culture, but you still also have to be careful. Like soap operas, there are some protagonists who fought with each other. In the past, the characters of soap operas were good and of goodness. But in this generation, the main characters usually fought back. But the truth does not say things like this. We need to give what we have, even though they are the enemies. We need to be careful about the even enemy. We need to love even our enemies, as the Lord says. But the contents of the soap operas and TV shows are opposite to the Word of God. But if you just watch it and listen to some worldly cultures, you may feel that you may put those contents in your heart. And I wanna talk back. If someone says something wrong to me, and I have to argue with the person, and you may think like that. The worldly culture may lead you like this. You need to discern between truth and untruth. And then you will not watch some TV shows that are against the word of God. And if you are with some people who talk ill of others, of course you cannot just go out and impolitely, but you may discern based on the truth and the word of God. And how thankful it is for us to have such a standard based on the truth. Of course, this discernment is really, really good way for us to grow. Even though you have not yet to achieve the heart perfectly, people are stained by sin and evil day after day. It becomes more and more difficult to find the least bit of morality and ethics. We are living in this dark world, and because of having bodies made of the dust of the ground, it's not very easy to cast off flesh. No matter how much we want to cut up the flesh and get rid of it, we cannot do it by our own strength. But we can surely cut off the world and cast away flesh with the help of the Holy Spirit. Psalm chapter 103, verse 14 says, "For He Himself knows our frame. God knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. God the Father knows this character of man very well. We are not. It is easy for us to be stained with sin. Father God is mindful. We are living in this darkness. We're living in the dark world in the end time. I hope you will feel this great love of God. Father God is on our side all the time. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, and God are always on our side. Of course, we are weak. We may say we are weak. We were born in evil, and I had so much evil. But do not say things like this. Just rely on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in our side. On our side. Now, how does the Holy Spirit help us overcome the world? If we take in anything of the world, at first He gives us a warning in our hearts. It's not about this kind of bell ringing. The warning, He rebukes us with the word. You may have a qualm of conscience. You need to be pleased with the qualm of conscience, or He lets us discern the worldly things. You may pray and ask God to receive the Holy Spirit's guidance and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's voice is not heard through your ears. The Holy Spirit reminds you of the word of God in the Bible. Of course, it's not just reminding you, like 1 Thessalonians chapter or verse or something. Just the Holy Spirit reminds us of being thankful all the time. Let's say you are having a hard time and you are feeling painful, but you you come to think, oh, I need to be thankful. I need to rejoice. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit. It is not about us. It's not our willpower. The Holy Spirit helps you. I need to rejoice. I need to be thankful. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit and pay attention to His voice. And you need to be thankful to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, thank you. You remind me of the Word of God. Thank you. I was not thankful, but now you remind me the Word of God. So I am now thankful and give thanks to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to pray like this. And in prayer, when you receive the Holy Spirit, and when you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, your prayer is like, you pray really eloquently sometimes. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you will receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and try more harder to be guided by Him. And you can pray to God like, why was not I thankful to God? It is the lack of faith. So I should pray to God for more greater faith. You pray like this. He groans in the heart of God's children, so they feel the agitation in their hearts. While they are partaking in the world, they can feel the groanings of the Holy Spirit and turn away. You must not go to the level that makes the Holy Spirit feel great groanings. If you feel that you are weary and you cannot pray, this is the sign. This is the sign of the Holy Spirit. Think about when you prayed in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If you continued such a prayer, you are full of the Holy Spirit. But I'm just tired. You may say, I'm just tired. I cannot pray. That's why. The tiredness. The reason I cannot pray in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You cannot say that. You may just pray with your lips. The Holy Spirit may feel the groanings, the Holy Spirit's groanings make you feel weary. And you need to pray in that time. This is the sign of the Holy Spirit. Losing the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the sign of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is actively working, should be actively working, but when you lose your fullness and you cannot pray, it is the sign of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not actively working in you. You feel weary and you may feel that it is difficult for me to go to New Jerusalem. The Christian life is really hard. You may think like that. And you have experienced a lot of grace of God. But you say like this, I want to just take a rest from prayer. Then the Holy Spirit cannot be pleased with you. And you are weary and you are having a hard time in this kind of season, in this kind of time. You need to think that this is the sign of the Holy Spirit. It's the same with me. When I am not full of the Holy Spirit. I thought this is the Holy Spirit sign. Even if I cannot pray in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I just tried hard to pray fervently because I can wait. I do not say the slow answers. The slow answer, because of the slow answers, I lose fullness of the Holy Spirit. I do not say like this. When the answers are slow or look slow, I just prayed. It is because of me, my weakness, my problem in my heart. So I checked if I did something wrong. And if I chose what God did not prefer, even though you do not commit a sin or you did not commit a sin, if you choose what you prefer, not God prefers, then the Holy Spirit may give you a sign, like the tiredness or weariness. So I hope you will feel the groaning of the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit gives us the strength to root out our love for the world itself. As we pray to cast away worldly things, only when the Holy Spirit helps you, you can cast away the worldly things. And how can you receive the help of the Holy Spirit? You need to pray. Just by thinking, you cannot receive the help of the Holy Spirit. Only prayer can bring about the help of the Holy Spirit. As we pray to cast away worldly things, He gives us the strength to cry out earnestly and fervently in prayer. Anybody can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit as they pray. As we pray fervently, we can cast away worldly things easily by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But there is someone who says, I pray, but the Holy Spirit doesn't help me. I want to cast up the worldly things, but I just can't. Senior pastor talked about this kind of person. Senior pastor said this kind of person cannot receive the help of the Holy Spirit because they still have attachment to the world and have yet to make a determination. That is why they could not receive the help of the Holy Spirit perfectly. You may ask the Holy Spirit to let me make a determination. I hope I want to make a determination about casting off the worldly things. But the justice, God does not just force us to cast away the worldly things. It is, we need to have a willpower. It is justice. We are different from angels. We are God's children. The difference between angels and people is the presence of free will. We have a free will. Humans have a free will. With free will, we can choose, and the result is different. If you are still living in the worldly pleasure, the Holy Spirit cannot help us. If you make a determination, you need to stop seeing what you see, the worldly things that you see or hear. If you still take in worldly pleasure and things, the Holy Spirit cannot help you. So if you make a determination and stop doing what you have done in terms of the worldly things, the Holy Spirit will help you and make you feel happy when you are far away from the worldly things. Without this kind of determination and without this kind of practice, like a work, the work of faith, the Holy Spirit cannot help you. Senior Pastor added, when they are determined and put their decision into practice, the Holy Spirit will help them cast up the worldly things. You know, the General Kim Yushin in history, the General Kim went to visit a woman many times, but the mother did not want him to go the woman because for him. But he stopped going to her because of his mother's advice. But when he was drunken, and the horse, his horse, took him to the woman's house, the traditional pub. And then the General Kim killed the horse. It is his strong determination. Like this, we need to have strong determination to cast away the worldly things. The Holy Spirit also consoles and encourages those who are trying to cast away their love for the world. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." He not only teaches us to cast away worldly things, but also lets us taste the joy of living in the Holy Spirit, so we can love God more than the world. You will feel happier than ever. Please remind yourself of the first love. When you are filled with the first love, even though your heart was not filled with the truth, you still had a happy time casting away sins and evil and listening to the messages. You felt happy fasting and praying. Think about your first love. You may think like that. In the past, I could not fast like this. I could not skip even a meal, but I can now fast. I'm so happy. Father God helps me. You may have felt like that when you had first love. Even you were happy with fasting. Father God has led us and given us such happiness. For example, as we try to stop taking in worldly pleasure, He gives us joy and peace in our hearts. He also gives us financial blessing or health, which are visible blessings. We will be healthy and we will solve whatever problems we may have. That is why we are walking in this narrow way. Father God helps us and gives us strength to the extent we have cast away sin and evil. And there are some people who lose their joy because of the trial and afflictions. Even in the afflictions and trials, God still gives us strength. The trial may be inevitable, but God still wants to help us. So we need to realize the will of God that is put the will of God in the trial. And we can overcome the trial through the love of God. Are you weary? And are you having a hard time? And do you want to take a rest during the trials? And then you are not helped by the Holy Spirit. And you need to, Father God and the Holy Spirit, watch you all the more, with all the more lovely looks and lovely eyes. And they really want to help us, even in trials. Then, even in trials, we can feel the love of God. But some of you just complain or just grumble, and you cannot show your faith. Then the Holy Spirit has groaning for you. So I hope you will rely on the Holy Spirit even in trials. Many believers say they quit various worldly things only by the help of the Holy Spirit. Some of them say they quit smoking and drinking, which they could not do. When they are full of the first love, they could quit smoking and drinking like this. And some students say they were set free from internet addiction and study harder. In some countries, some countries are trying to categorize this internet addiction as disease. It shows the seriousness of the internet addiction, and it is prevalent in the world. The Holy Spirit is helping us to stop such things. So we need to feel the love of the Holy Spirit. He is encouraging us. And students have changed. And even parents have experienced the student change, and they also changed. They really wanted to stop them from playing computer games, but they could not. But the Father God and the Holy Spirit helped them stop doing that, and they changed it. And we also have been changed. So that is why you are here, and you overcame the trials and tests. But above all, the Holy Spirit lets us feel the love of God the Father. When faced with temptation, if you think about the Father God who is watching you with deep love, you will gain the strength to drive it away, thinking, God will be heartbroken if I do this. I will keep my heart. If we acknowledge God and think about His love for us in whatever we do, we can overcome the world easily. Until we dwell in the light perfectly, we are not close to God. Only when we are close to God, and the greater the intimacy with God is, the more we live in the light, the intimacy with God becomes greater. Even though we have just 10% of truth and 90% of untruth, the Holy Spirit helps us with the 10% of truth and cover the 90%. So we need the Holy Spirit. Even though we came to know God is our Father, God cannot, even though we came to know God is our Father, He could not walk with us because He is light. But the Holy Spirit, can work even in the small seed of faith. That is why God sent the Holy Spirit to us. It is the plan of God. God understood that the humans are weak. So my heart, I need to, God wanted to send his heart to his children. So the Holy Spirit is the heart of God, and so that we can feel closer to God. And I think you are feeling the love of God. Many Christians may feel fearful for God. It is because they are living in darkness. It is natural. But even you are in the process of becoming sanctified, you have been taught to love God. And this church has taught you how God loves you. We could not understand the love of God. Before the senior pastor taught us how much God loves us, he continued to talk about the love of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. That is why we came to love God and feel close to God. So it is a blessed Christian life. The Holy Spirit helps us love God all the more and feel closer to God. Actually, to the extent that we cast off sin and evil, we may feel closer and closer to God, but still we can feel the love of God through the messages, and you need to try hard. To the extent that you cast away the worldly things, you can feel the love of God all the more. You work faithfully. You may work faithfully and you pray, but you still do not feel the love of God, then you still have worldly things in your heart. It is the spiritual discipline, spiritual principle. And to the extent that you cast away your attachment to the world, your love for God will increase. When you cast away all the love for the world in your heart will be filled with love for God. When God sees such children, he must be so happy and they must look so lovely to him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight." The Holy Spirit is helping us to become such children. The Holy Spirit also is helping us to cast away untruths and worldly things. The strength is given by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is gentle. And I have explained how the Holy Spirit is helping you gently and delicately. So I hope you will overcome anything in the world by the help of the Holy Spirit. And I hope we will go to new heaven by the help of the Holy Spirit. Because of the time concern, I just finished the first point of the Holy Spirit, this message. So I will conclude this message right now. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can feel God as our Father who helps us all the time and remains with us. Today's reading passage from John chapter 14, 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. The Holy Spirit teaches us the will of the Lord and the heart of God. He raises us as true children of God. But the Holy Spirit does not force us to love God. He endures until we change and continually dedicates Himself for us. Through His sacrifice, Holy Spirit shows us how much God the Father loves us. They have human nature. God the Trinity has human nature, so we need to acknowledge God all the more. On the Pentecost, I explained in detail how the Holy Spirit works for us. First, the Holy Spirit gives us the strength to overcome the world. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I hope you will change quickly. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be with the Helper, the Holy Spirit, not only on this earth, but also in New Jerusalem, in the kingdom of heaven, as promised in John chapter 14, verse 16.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated disc, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.